everyone. My name is Rashmi Tiwari, and the title of my presentation is Phenotypic Expression of Tetraploid Gossypium to Salinity. As cotton is considered to be moderately salt tolerant with 7.7 DS per meter threshold salinity, however, in some crops, salinity adversely affects the leaf area, shoot length, and root length. However, seed germination and seedling stages are very sensitive to salinity. So the identification of salt-tolerant gene in cotton germplasm resources is an important aspect for further improvement of cotton production. As the primary pool is probably a good source of tolerance to abiotic stresses such as salinity, heat, and drought, and can be easily utilized for cotton improvement. As according to Frixel, Gossypium hirsutum, Darwinii, and Tomentosum may have the capacity to grow in high salinity because they show the long-distance dispersal through the drift in ocean currents. As Gossypium hirsutum dispersed from its geographic origin in Central America through ocean currents to distant Pacific islands, Gossypium darwinii from Western South America to Galapagos Islands, and Gossypium tomentosum from Tropical America to Hawaiian Islands. With that, we hypothesized that the wild relative of Gossypium hirsutum will be more salt tolerant than cultivated hirsutum. For that, our objective were to actually only one at the point, the phenotypic evaluation and identification of salt-tolerant genotype of cotton under salt stress. To evaluate the phenotypic expression at seed germination and seedling stage, we have used a diverse group of genotypes. We took Gossypium hirsutum. Here, 444RB is a cultivated cotton with stone wheel, and LMK4 from Paraguay, DP33B is Delta Pine, and PI501500 is Yucatanense. And for Darwinii, we used AD5. There is the numbers only. Those are from different places. And Tomentosum. Those were collected by Jinfa Zhang. This is JFZ, is his initials, I think. And to see the effect of salt on seed germination, we have taken 10 seeds of each genotype, showed them on the germination paper with different NaCl concentration. The concentration were 0, 50, 100, 125, 200, and 250 millimolar NaCl. Those seeds were kept in incubator for 7 days at 28 to 30 degrees centigrade, and then we record the seed germination. Seed germination was recorded on the basis of when the radical was reached or was longer than 0.5 centimeter. And we recorded the seed germination rate on the basis of this formula is the number of seed germinated divided by number of seeds sown in the petri dish multiplied by 100. And to record the response of salt at seedling stage, we sowed seeds of each genotype in vermiculite at 30 degrees centigrade, and after the uniform germination, we have transplanted those seeds, those plants or young seedlings with sand and Hoglong solution. Those seedlings were placed in complete randomized design with 3 replication, in that 6 seedlings were placed per replication. To stop the outflow of salt, we have used those plastic sheets that will work as a barrier. The NaCl concentration in this experiment was increased daily by adding 25 millimolar NaCl at 24 hours interval until the final concentration, that was 250, was reached. After 3 weeks of 250 millimolar NaCl concentration, we have measured the leaf area, shoot length, and the root length. And after that, we got the fresh weight of shoot and root. The seed germination data shows that DP33B is the most salt tolerant at seed germination stage, and 444RB. However, the most susceptible was 501-500, that is Eucatenancin. For looking at the effect of salinity on AD3 and AD5, we combined the data and we found the result that AD3 was the most susceptible at seed germination stage. When we increased the concentration, there was no growth or no germination of seeds in 250-200. So they were showing very less germination. They had germination only up to 125, which was also only 10% germination. While for the effect of salinity on leaf area, we found that LMK4, which was Paraguay, was the most resistance at salinity, and the 501-500 was most susceptible. However, when we compared this data with AD3 and AD5, we found that AD3 was most susceptible at when we measured the leaf area. This AD3 was most susceptible and AD1 was most resistant species. Other growth parameter, I measured shoot length and found that DP33B was most resistant at higher salinity concentration. However, 501-500 was most susceptible. When we look these data and compare with AD3 and AD5, we have found the similar result as AD3 here on the x-axis. This is the most sensitive at higher salinity level. However, when we look at the root length of AD1, there were differences in each genotype. As you can see, this is 444RB has increased. The root length of 444RV was increased at higher salinity level, and DP33B. Those both of them, as I already told you, were cultivated cotton. However, those wild relatives, 501-500 and LMK4, the root length was reduced. These data shows that root length was affected in wild cotton. However, the cultivated was not affected as much, or they just increased. The effect of salinity, I compared with AD3 and AD5, and we see that there is not that much differences among the species. However, again, AD3 shows the less root length. However, the AD1 was showing that it has more resistance to salinity at higher concentration. In this, AD5 and AD3, they were not different at all. Effect of salinity on shoot fresh weight. I just collected all data, combined that, and I just got the mean of each of those genotypes and found that the fresh weight was really affected by salinity. As there is, you can see, there is a significant difference in between all those three species. However, AD3 again was most susceptible at salinity, at higher salinity level, and AD1 was less susceptible. When I measured the salinity level, when I measured the root fresh weight under the high salinity condition, I found similar results. However, AD5 was less susceptible at the higher salinity. This is just a fresh weight. With that, I conclude seed germination was decreased by concentration of salt. Increasing salt concentration reduced germination of all three species. However, AD1, that is DP33B, was the most salt tolerant, and AD3 was the most susceptible at seed germination. Leaf area, shoot length, root length, shoot and root, fresh weight was affected by salinity. Here, leaf damage and plant death was major observable response of plants at 250 millimolar NaCl, and plant death was most extreme in the AD5, which is Darwinii. Shoot length was affected greatly by salinity. Root length of cultivated cotton, this is 444RB and DP33, was increased by salinity, and shoot and root fresh weight was decreased in all three species. These result shows that our initial hypothesis was incorrect, and AD1 was the most tolerant at high salinity level, where 444RB, DP33B, and LMK4 were the most resistant to salt at seed germination and other parameter at seedling stages. We found that cultivated hirsutum was the most salt tolerant than the wild relatives. With that, I would like to give the technical acknowledgement to Deanna and Janita Sthapit, who helped me for seed germination processes and some other parameters evaluation. Thanks, and with that, I would like to take any questions.
We have time for questions?
Yes. Yes, those are all from different islands where they were considered to be growing in the salinity.
Any further questions for Oscar? Okay, thank you, Roger.
Thank you.